You're listening to the Texas Standard.
In El Paso, it was 39 degrees this morning. Many people trying to seek asylum by crossing into the U.S. at the border there have been living in makeshift camps until their hearings. But now we're learning about a secretive program to fast-track those hearings. Bob Moore breaking this story for the Washington Post. Bob, welcome back.
Thanks, David. Good to talk to you.
Tell us a little bit about this pilot program. It's known as Prompt Asylum Claim Review, or PACR, I guess.
Yeah, or PACR or PACER, however you want to pronounce this latest acronym. This is a program that began in early October at the El Paso Border Patrol Station 1. Basically, it's an effort by the Trump administration to more quickly process asylum claims, particularly for people who cannot pass what's known as the credible fear interview. And under the current state of affairs, it's almost impossible for anyone other than a Mexican to be able to win a credible fear interview. So what the Trump administration is doing with this program is trying to process them in about 10 days. In the past, the deportation process could take weeks or months.
Now, let's back off for just a minute, because I think it's important to for everyone listening to understand why it is that only Mexicans really have much of potential to pass the interview as it's currently set up. And why is that?
This is related to a new rule that the Trump administration put into effect in July that basically says anybody who comes to the United States border cannot claim asylum unless they claimed asylum in the first country they passed through and were rejected there. So for a lot of Central Americans, that would be Mexico, for example. That's the primary route people take, obviously, as they come from Central America up through Mexico and then into the United States. So, for example, a Guatemalan now cannot make an asylum claim in the United States unless that person had made a claim in Mexico and been rejected.
You mentioned this prompt asylum claim review as something that's been going on since early October, and yet your report is the first I've read about it. Why is that?
I believe the administration was trying to conduct this pilot test in secrecy. It's evident from talking with both immigration attorneys and with government officials that they're still sort of making adjustments to this as they go along. So I don't think they wanted the public to know. My understanding from Representative Escobar's office, for example, is they were not told about this until they started hearing about it from immigration
attorneys. You're talking about Veronica Escobar.
Yeah, the congresswoman from El Paso. And that's also how I wound up finding out about it, is hearing from immigration attorneys in El Paso who were all of a sudden discovering this new process. And it's problematic for immigration attorneys for a lot of reasons, the most important of which is all of this takes place at a Border Patrol station. And by longstanding policy, attorneys don't have access to their clients when they're in Border Patrol stations. So all of this process is taking place in a way where the only attorney involvement can be briefly by phone with their clients, if that. In the story I wrote for the Post, I talk about these two sisters from Central America who were among the first to go through this process. Mm-hmm. They actually had a lawyer already lined up before they even left their home country. Their lawyer was not able to intercede on their behalf in this process.
Well, wait a minute. What about due process rights?
Well, that's the concern that immigration lawyers and the ACLU are bringing up, that this is a violation of due process. The people who run the immigration courts say that they're following the law in this process and that people have a right to an attorney because they can speak to the attorney by phone. But the attorneys can't be present during any of these interviews or court hearings that take place.
But Bob, as I understand it, as we speak right now, there's not an actual legal challenge to the prompt asylum claim review, this test that's ongoing?
It's too new, and obviously with the secretive nature of what they've been doing with this, the civil rights groups, including the ACLU, are just now coming to grips with this. So there is no legal claim yet. I expect that would change in the coming days because of, as you raised at the very outset, due process concerns.
Bob Moore is an El Paso-based reporter covering this important story for The Washington Post. We'll link to that piece at texasstandard.org. Bob, thanks again. Good to talk with you, sir.
Thank you, David.